So, yeah, I think it is really important to kind of explore, experiment, and enjoy that, you know, play in the mandala, have that sort of lightness of touch to it. That feels really important, just opening to it and, well, just see what happens, you know, just experimenting and see what happens. Who knows what might happen, where it might lead you. But, yeah, having a light touch, I think, is a really good thing. I just feel more and more and more confident that even if I'm not able, as time goes on, to do much sitting at all, whatever happens to my body, I feel a confidence now that I'm going to be able to continue to practice, and that I am going to be able to continue to practice with an intensity that I need. So living in the mandala in that way just feels like it really has given me that confidence. And I feel, yeah, absolutely certain that I'm on the right path. It will eventually lead me to awakening. So I'm just going to read the last little bit of the Karuneya Metta Sutta. It's Vipassi's translation, just the last few lines. Secure this mind of love. No enemies, no obstructions. Whatever or however you may be. It is sublime, this. It escapes birth and death. Losing lust and delusion and living in the truth.